Dear friends, today Christ is telling us to be ready, to be prepared. And I recall also in the Gospel of Matthew, the same Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25, he said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Sufficient for a day, it's its own problems." So I'm wondering, is he contradicting himself? Is Christ not being consistent? Not at all, dear friends. In fact, when we are prepared, then we do not need to worry. At least it reduces the worry, the anxiety that comes to us. And that is simply what our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us today, to be prepared. But be prepared for what? To be prepared for the kingdom of heaven. Because someday, each and every one of us here in this church and everywhere will lie in the dust of death. And that is why, towards the end of the liturgical year, the church begins to bring out readings about end times, not apocalypse or anything, but about death. As in the second reading, Paul to the Thessalonians, not to worry, that as long as we do what we ought to do here on earth, the trumpet will sound. Those who have died before us will be awakened, caught up in glory, and we also, if we are alive, will still be caught up in glory, not to worry. And we know November is the month that the church dedicates specially to praying for the dead. We pray all year long, but November we remember in a special way those who have gone before us, remembering also that we will be like them, just as they were like us now. Dear friends, we need to be prepared then. And how do we do that? Today, in the gospel, we see 10 bridesmaids, and it is a prefiguration of how we get into heaven. We have to be represented in these 10 people. So the choice is ours. Are we going to be the 5 who were prepared? Or are we going to be the 5 who took things for granted, who were called foolish in the gospel, who did not take extra oil for their lamps and were caught up and shut out from the wedding banquet? The choice is ours, dear friends. The 5 who did not do that were called foolish. The 5 who did that were called wise. And that is why it also ties into the first reading from the book of Wisdom. Wisdom going about, looking for us, dear friends. We always say that God makes the first step of love towards us. Wisdom is a gift from God, the first gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom, so that we can truly choose, make right choices here on earth. And that is why I love the serenity prayer that says, "God, grant me the serenity," which means the strength to endure what I cannot change. The courage, and that means the awareness to know the gifts I have, the courage to change the things I can. And most of all, the wisdom to know the difference. The wisdom to know the difference. And that means wisdom is at the center of everything we do, every decision we make in life, the fulcrum of how we swing either to the foolish or to the wise. Dear friends, I think we need to pray for that wisdom, as James tells us in his letter, James chapter 1, verse 5. He says, "If anyone lacks wisdom, simply ask God, God who does not judge, and God will give us an abundance of that wisdom." I recall a day before we were ordained, July 2004, 13 years ago, we were having supper with the bishop, and we were so happy. Seminary was over. No more studies. I promised everyone that I would read nothing but the bulletin, nothing again. No books, nothing, because I was tired of studying. So happy. And others had everything they wanted to do. And then the bishop piped up, "Young men, I hope you are afraid." Whoa, I thought we were being ordained, not executed. And he repeated, "Young men, I hope you are afraid, because by this time tomorrow, your salvation or damnation rests on your priesthood." What a sobering statement. Just took away all our appetite immediately. "By this time tomorrow, your salvation or damnation rests on your priesthood." What was the bishop saying? Bishop was asking us, are you prepared for ordination or are you prepared to be a priest? That was a very important question. Are you prepared for ordination? Are you prepared for the priesthood? Dear friends, that is the question we need to constantly ask ourselves in life, because everything is a journey. If we play around a little with these 10 bridesmaids, especially the 5 who took extra oil, they took some steps to get to the banquet hall. Let us count all those steps and the waiting they had to endure at the entrance to the hall as all of the time we spent here on earth. It was not easy for them. They had to journey. Remember, this story was told when there were no cars or airplanes or anything. You had to walk or ride some sort of rickety something. They had to endure that to get to where they were going. The same as we endure the ups and downs of life, the seasons, in and out of seasons, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. They had to carry extra oil in order to endure, in order to get into that banquet hall, to make sure that their lamps were still lit by the time the bridegroom came. And when you carry something, even if it's an egg, as light as an egg is, if you carry it for any length of time, your hand begins to hurt, right? So you have to adjust. So I'm sure in their journey, they had to adjust the flasks of oil, but they endured. They never dropped those flasks of oil because they knew that is what will keep the lamp lit when the bridegroom arrives. Dear friends, what are the oils with which God has blessed us? Like I just narrated in the priesthood, the bishop was asking us, if we can put it in this gospel, what are the oils you are carrying for your priesthood? The bishop was warning us that we need a lot of oil so that the lamp of our priesthood will be burning until death. Dear friends, let us ask ourselves the same question in every situation we find ourselves in life. In marriage, are we prepared for wedding? Are we prepared to be husbands and wives? Because the wedding day is just 5-6 hours, everyone will be gone. And then the two of you who are so in love, oh, we are so in love, we love each other. But there will be so many things that will test that love. The children that God will give you, blessings there are, but they will also test the love you have for each other. Finances will test your love for each other. In-laws will test your love, the love you have for each other. Do you have flasks of oil to endure till the end? The choice of career, especially for the young people in the church. When you are choosing a career, my suggestion would be, foolish as I am, please do not think about the money first of all. Think about fulfillment and happiness. Because sometimes we make the mistake of equating success with wisdom. Success is not wisdom. If success were wisdom, then there would be nothing like ill-gotten wealth. Then anyone who eventually gets money would never be indicted if they got it the wrong way, because they were wise, but not at all. We also make the mistake of equating intelligence with wisdom. Trust me, dear friends, I have seen very intelligent people. I mean, red-hot brains make the most questionable choices in life. Wisdom is its own gift. Wisdom is something that can only be given us when we ask it of God. And so, to the young ones in the church, when you are making your career choices and the choices for your future, please borrow a leaf from Solomon, first book of Kings, chapter 3. When the kingship was thrust unto him, already he was king. He had the money. He had everything going for him. He had youth. What did he do? He went to ask for God's wisdom. He went to ask for what he needed in order to be the best of what God has called him. Yes, please. Getting the money is important because we need you to step up when your parents no longer take the envelopes at the back of the church. We need you to be the ones taking the envelopes so that the church keeps going. But again, the most important thing is the satisfaction, the happiness, the nourishment, the personal nourishment you get for yourself and the people around you. That is what wisdom gives you in the choice of a career. Dear friends, let us pray, because wisdom, as we have heard, is already at the door waiting for each and every one of us. And it is never too late to ask God for wisdom to redo what we may not have done well, for wisdom to do well what we are still planning for the future. May the peace of the Lord be with you.